Oh. Oh, I've streamlined my life.
What's happened? Oh, no, you're not deciding to do things by dice now because you found one, yeah.
I found a dice on the street.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, I've not washed it because that's the energy. It's a gutter dice. It's just so easy. I rolled the dice this morning. Well, I got up at 5:30, stay in my bed another half hour. I got up at 5:30.
I was up at 5:30 as well today.
Got up at 5:30. I decided what I was going to have for breakfast. I had two, not one, egg rolls. I thought to myself, we'll have a shite before I come down here or here.
No.
Shite before I came down.
See what you've done here. You've tilted the table. The dice are in your favour. Because you didn't go, I'm going to have no breakfast or I'm going to have breakfast. You go, I'm going to have breakfast or two.
That's big decisions.
So you
can't
lose.
Yeah.
No,
I do lose. I've lost if I'm only having one egg roll instead of two. That's a loss.
I don't feel you've really
That's
doing
a loss.
This properly.
You're so meant everything. To do... Well, I continue with this podcast.
Excellent. Let's go home.
No, I do it.
That's a six. That's the best one. No, that means you got to do it forever.
Three to six means I do the thing. One to three, I don't.
This podcast, you're in it now. You've built this. Well, you're doing it forever. You keep complaining.
I'm not seeing the benefits yet.
No, you never will.
Ken, George Galloway,
yeah,
he does a very lackluster fucking campaign for about half a week.
Yeah.
He's got a pension for life. Yeah. He gets access to the members' bar in Parliament. The only thing he's to do is to take off his stupid hat. He's not allowed to wear his fedora in the...
Well, that's fair enough.
Have you seen the shape of his head?
He's looking elderly now.
Speaking of heads, have you seen Sharon Osbourne?
Oh, God.
She's like, she would scare a scarecrow.
Yeah, she looks like a scary lizard.
Seemingly she had, right, this is that family are all needing put down. Remember when Jenson Button got gassed and they stole all his stuff?
Yeah.
They need to do that with Osbourne House, but use deadly gas. Well, like Russian gas.
Have you seen their podcast?
No.
Oh, but you think ours is bad.
So Sharon Osbourne, she's a fat bitch. She's a fucking horrible cunt, Sharon Osbourne.
A terrible
person. People say, oh, because she's great, because she really disses, she says the truth. Like she'll say, oh, Ellen DeGeneres is horrible. Mm-hmm. James Corden's horrible. No, but she's worse herself.
She's worse, yeah.
So she was fat, because she was comfort eating, because she's married to that half-wit.
Yes.
She got a stomach staple.
Mm-hmm.
Burst it. She ate so much.
Through it. Yeah.
She got a thing called a stomach sleeve, which they say is so horrible, it takes all pleasure. You're never hungry. You take no pleasure from eating. It just destroys your
life.
Like me. Like you.
Like me.
She became you. Still managed to put the weight on.
Yeah.
She's now on that Ozempic shit.
Ozempic? Of a new drug
She's on that shit. Her daughter's on that shit. A new drug. What does this one do?
It's the same company.
Hold on.
Ten times more effective.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So... But I believe this one's really effective. So the new one's 10 times, you'll just disappear.
Have you seen the state of Liam Payne?
He's
had his cheeks done, but I think he's on Ozempic. He just looks...
Why? It's so strange.
You know when David Bowie was going through his kind of heroin chic face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But David Bowie could pull that look off because he's naturally a very slim guy. Liam Payne is like a... What could you say?
A bit stockier.
He looks like he'd be the manager of maybe a bowling alley or something. He's got that.
A good job.
But no, not the manager. The guy that just deodorizes the shoes.
Not a great job.
And what do they do? Do the
polish balls.
Polish balls?
They polish balls.
Oh, I've got a great story. Don't let me forget.
I won't let you forget.
It's about Glen Eagles. I have to get it told.
Oh, God.
I heard this last.
Jesus.
No, it's wonderful.
We'll get to it.
What else has happened?
Well, I think that's it.
Oh, I got dumped. I got a secret V&A.
What?
Can how many people they're like getting during the day sometimes?
Many.
300.
What? I've been telling people for fucking years. I knew it. Nobody goes. Nobody goes.
It's really, they haven't.
I knew it.
They haven't to go up and down the lay-bys and grab people.
Yeah,
and take them
just
back.
Force them in.
Force them through the door so the clicker registers them and then just let them go.
300.
Yeah. They're getting more on some days. And the government just bailed them out.
And it's millions to run it. It's
millions.
Just losing.
How much
is
it to maintain it a year? Is it no 3 million?
I think just to keep the doors open.
The seagull shit off. Is
just to keep the doors open, it's 3 million.
It can't survive like that.
It can't. It's nonsense.
People that don't know, we're very bitter about a lot. Not bitter, just we notice things. When it first came to Dundee, it was get pulled Dundee up by the bootstraps. It was going to culturalise. It was going to be like a Yakult. Eating a Yakult.
It was going to be like...
it gives you the good bacteria.
Do you remember
the V&A was going to give Dundee good cultural bacteria?
Glasgow in the 80s got City of Culture.
Well, the Garden
changed
Festival.
Them ever since.
There's been some backward sliding for Glasgow.
Slightly, but not as much as you think.
The knives.
We were hoping for that. We were hoping for
so
it.
So they came in and they had this elitist thing. Yeah. So they were going to be like... It was like a missionaries going out to the Congolese in the jungles.
Yes.
And they were bringing the good book. So to Dundee, they were bringing culture. But it wasn't the local culture, because that was irrelevant. It was the elitist culture.
Absolutely.
And then that didn't work.
All went wrong.
So then, like fucking Lulu, it decided to put on an accent. So it wrapped itself in a nice tartan shawl. And it's, we really like these pies.
Yeah.
Pies. And it's still not worked, because it's insincere wrong. And it's fucking unconvincing. And it's failing.
Oh, I like
and
it.
And it annoys me.
Oh, you're being very picturesque about this. I like it.
Well, no, because Dundee, I fucking hate Dundee. Well, I live here because I'm a masochist. I like just torturing myself.
Well, we're all that way.
I came here and thought, God, I'm not enjoying this. And I thought,
I'm going to stay.
I'm going to stick with this.
30 years later.
30
years later.
It's no 30 years.
It's almost.
1996 is when I came here.
28 years.
That's a lot of difference. See, when you're 58, I'll remind you of that. You're 60 now. You're like, no, I'm 58.
Oh, God, I feel 78 today, so it doesn't matter.
It just, but Dundee has actually got a lot of vibrancy to it. Whatever you say about it, it's got computer games. There's things. There is creativity.
There's a craziness to it as well.
It's got an art school.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, the problem with Dundee is it tends to promote the cultural people who are fucking idiots and grifters.
But that's not new. That's been an old thing.
The creative arts is always like this. When you go to art school, there's people that head down and they're working and they've got a desire to produce. There's other people who've a desire to be known. They're very good at promotion, but not very good at actually making stuff.
Yes.
Dundee benefits the loud mouths mm-hmm. of the cultural world. And I know a lot of people here who are actually talented, but they're just nice people and they're not getting the recognition.
That's
a failing.
I could
remember
tell,
that cunt,
I'm not going to tell my
remember
story.
Remember that cunt
that
was
too.
In Dundee? It was in the Courier all the time. He had a tattoo of Boots Corner and he had a T-shirt shop.
Tattoo of Boots Corner.
Do you not remember him?
No.
And the Courier was just endlessly going on about this guy and he was just an ideas man and he was wonderful. It was all nonsense. It was nonsense. But he'd get himself in the Courier. I know artist people and they think they've got connections at the Courier.
Yeah.
And they guard them. Okay. They guard them like mystical eggs and they won't let anybody else have them. It's just some fucking
journalist. I don't buy into it.
No, it's mad.
It's like, I can't say what TV show, but a very famous one.
Uh-huh.
I was
Cheers.
Making bits for. We'll say Cheers. And I was talking
Nightmare.
To a producer.
Did you make the helmet?
Helmet. And I was talking to a producer
uh-huh.
and they were just an arsehole. So I told them on the phone. I just fucking told them. Not because I'm like, I'm not selling out. No, I was trying to sell my wares. But fuck you.
I
was like, fuck you, cunt.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend said, I'm never allowed to go on the phone again.
No.
Never, ever allowed
that
to do
that is good.
But I just told them, no, I wasn't going to be smoked in any way.
TV people don't have the power they once had? TV could make and break people. But people just,
I think that's true.
People just go
online. Because what I've found when you're dealing with like film companies, nothing. They just buy my stuff. There's no...
Yeah, but TV.
But TV, they're people who are...
Do you think Sabre from Gladiators has been spoiled by television?
Probably.
I hope not.
Changed her. But no, people in TV have dealt with producers. They want more control over you.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, just fuck off. Yeah. I've had that quite a bit.
Okay.
But if you're dealing with films, they don't care. They're just like, I need that, make it.
Need that now, make it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very like
but
that.
But then you become Adam Savage.
Who's
just like a simp.
I'm kind of out. Not. No one designs the stuff.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. It's usually films go, oh, I like that. Could you make what you've got and do versions of it? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It's very rare that I have to make something they say.
People don't know, but you made the cod pieces for Dune too.
Have you seen them? The flap, it's like a crab flap. You would want that. I would want no dust getting in there.
The last thing you want is dust in there.
But do you know what? I don't like the...
Don't like the flap.
The still, no, is it like still them. Suits they're called? Still,
still suits. You don't I don't like them. You don't like the flap.
I like the 80s ones.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, but they sweated.
Yeah, but these ones...
They sweated.
Now, I think Adam Savage said he was impressed with the bit I hate about it. Mm. The cut off the knuckles of the gloves and put them on the wrist to cover the join. So there's two sets of knuckles. Uh-huh. And it's just a cheap fix. And he goes, that's really clever. I went, it's not. It's shit. For the money they've got, make a join.
Maybe fix that for the second film.
Don't know.
Adam Savage. What films have you been in, Adam Savage? Oh, I worked for Industrial Light and Magic. The Star Wars. Which Star Wars? What was that?
What was I watching the other day he was doing?
See the amount of plastic he produces. For a write-on guy, he's the most fucking polluting man alive.
Lots of glue guns.
He's the most polluting man alive. Because everything he gets comes in polystyrene, it all gets bent. And the plastic and the 3D printing. 3D printing's massively polluting.
I saw him and his wee mate, his lover,
Norm.
And they were
married and had children.
It's
you
wild.
Wouldn't think it, would you?
Wild. But they were getting this Batman car.
Oh, fuck.
A model.
The
and
two of them are just erect.
Just God, a pile of swelling. Shit. It's just a big bit of plastic.
It's like
and a wee bit of smoke came out of the
back. They're like kids at Christmas. I watched them when they had a Transforming Optimus Prime and I thought Norm was going to fuck it. They had to super glue his trousers shut.
I know this is part of the show. There's a couple of... I've discovered there's... I've known them for a while, but... I've started watching it more, and there's these two bass players, and they just talk about other like famous bass tracks, and they emulate the sound. But they go, "Oh, listen, that's the great." They're so full of energy.
Sounds awful.
And they enjoy it.
Sounds
they
awful.
Just enjoy it, and it's
sounds
nice.
Awful.
Instead of someone saying,
"I don't want people to enjoy stuff,"
but they enjoy it.
I don't want
it.
These listeners to enjoy this.
They enjoy it. I like it.
I'm trying to spoil their enjoyment.
But you do.
I do.
You do. So let's do text.
God, a young laddie off the telly. He's on Scottish News. Fucking dropped dead. 32 dropped dead.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Running.
Nice guy. Dude.
Shocking.
Terrible. You shouldn't jog.
Well, it's not that. You obviously had something.
No, you shouldn't jog.
Wrong.
Jim Fitz invented jogging as a health pursuit. Died jogging.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
Let's hear them.
Is it going to be new people?
Stuart M. New person.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning.
Oh.
I heard you mention Cilla Black the other day. Oh, have you ever looked at her arms? What? She always kept them bent at the elbows because they reached her ankles, went straight.
She had long arms.
She had long arms. Have a wonderful weekend.
Right enough.
Appreciate every Sunday's now since surprise ended. She had long arms. Stuart, that is wonderful information.
There was a spell. Starship Troopers is in. People debating Starship Troopers. There's a loads of argument about it.
Right.
People have just realised it's like a satire on Nazism.
They've just realised that,
picked up on it.
30 years later,
the
just
insects, the insects are not the bad guys.
Yeah.
But they didn't realise.
Oh, God.
But before that debate, it was Cilla Black. And Cilla Black is one of the nastiest cunts that's ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
She had the good fortune. The Beatles at the time, everybody in Liverpool could become famous.
That's right.
If your act was sucking off a dog, as long as you had a Scouse accent in the 60s, well, you would have got your own TV show.
Okay.
She cannot sing Cilla Black.
No, she can't.
She's the worst person. Have you heard her covering Dionne Warwick songs?
Oh,
Dionne Warwick has this voice of ages in Cilla Black.
When she's doing Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh.
And there's wee kids breakdancing.
She's the
worst.
You'll
have to see it.
But famously, the famous picture, the meme, people were at a restaurant, they had a table, they were going to get the food to take back to their table, like a table of eight, mm-hmm. and Cilla Black was sat there and refused to move. It's just a picture of her like that. Vile. I've told the story before.
Okay.
She was a big shit. I hated everything she ever did.
Agreed.
She had that, she invented that fucking show where they'd get people together and then they'd close up for the tears.
Oh,
kind
right,
exploitative,
okay, yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she created herself like this fucking persona like she was nice. She treated this guy that worked for her as a cunt, like a beast of burden. She was like Derek Bader.
Douglas Bader.
Dragging this. He made this guy carry him about. That's what Cilla Black was like. Cilla Black was off the telly for a bit, but she wanted back.
Ooh.
But in the interim, this guy she'd beasted for all this year's senior position.
Oh, wonderful.
He's like with ITV, fuck her. Never go back on the telly.
Oh, that's great.
Never go back.
I want to make a film of that.
So you've got to be nice. If you ever see some washed up guy and they get a lot of work, it tends to be because they've clearly been quite nice. And folk will think, I'll reach out and give him something. It's like Anthea Turner. Never see her on anything.
She never gets
any gigs. Christopher Biggins, he always gets thrown a few crumbs.
Well,
be nice.
I feel there's a balance because, like I was just telling you, a situation today where I wasn't nasty or anything, but I wasn't falling into something that you could be forced into.
Right.
And is that me not being nice then? Do you know what I mean? Because
I'm a very stubborn person. If I don't want to
believe this,
since I left home as a child, my brother and I had to wear the same jerseys.
Okay.
And then my mother had quite strict rules, like we weren't allowed posters.
Okay.
And the TV was on a gimbal.
Yes.
So we couldn't lie in bed and watch TV, we'd stand up. And then ever since then, and she'd do fingertip searches of the house for stuff.
Yeah.
Since then, I kind of like my privacy and I will not have people telling me what to do. And I don't argue. I don't make a fuss. I just go, no.
No, yeah, I get that.
I don't go, no, I'm not doing this. I don't say, I'm not doing this because. I don't explain myself. I go, no.
Well.
And it's wonderfully freeing.
People are not going to believe this.
Don't be a people pleaser.
But me and you get on with people quite well.
No, I go on with people who are pleasant.
Yeah, but
the
if
minute,
someone's rude,
oh,
if someone says something stupid, like a racist statement
they're
or that,
fucked.
They're on the really sharp end of us.
I will.
It's not good.
I have fallen out with people. I make a decision about people.
Yeah.
And this, I'm not joking, 4 seconds into meeting them.
Right, okay.
And I have yet to ever be proven wrong.
No, there's a lot to be said for that because there's a fundamental you find in someone. You could disagree on everything, but the fundamentals are core.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can spot that.
There's people I work with who realise they have liked people initially and I've said, no, that person's a cunt.
Yeah.
And then I've always been proven right.
I could kind of believe that. I'm not 100% track record on that.
No, I'm 100%.
I'm
the first
bad.
Time I met my mum and dad, I thought, what a couple of arseholes.
My
dad's
right.
been listening to this and
what?
He was complaining I was eating pot scratchings too loud.
Well, you were. I told you at the time.
Their slovenly parenting.
Yeah, terrible.
Where they just brought us up like animals. Like animals.
Just lived in the garden.
Just threw stuff at us. Chunks of partially cooked meat.
Oh, God. You got cooked.
Fighting over stuff. Scorched. Fighting over stuff. And they wonder why I'm a little bit greedy. It's them. Physician, heal thyself.
Well, here's the thing. Your dad said you crunched a little loud, and now this is the way you respond.
Yeah.
You ungrateful wee bastard.
I know. What did he do, though? He spilt some dirty water.
Oh, don't say it like that. I've met him. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want that in my head.
But the genetics, as you can see, were wonderful. It was potent stuff.
Chris McShadowing.
Let's hear it.
Good morning, and TGIF, thank Goron, it's Friday. Or how about, thank God, it's Findas.
Oh.
No, that didn't fucking happen, didn't it?
Okay.
That's because he likes you.
He DM'd me the other day.
See?
And it was slightly pervy.
Yeah, always.
I could tell he typed it with one hand.
Oh my God. He's very... If there's a joke on
Needy.
Twitter, he leans
Needy.
To being naked right
You know
away.
How you... Yeah. Can the big eyed cat.
This is... Wait, no. If anyone's listening, what happened. No! Here's what happened. We built this place. At the end of the day, I went, good work, mate. Well done. You went, oh, good work. What do you want me to say? You did fucking good work.
Yeah.
I didn't even think I said anything. And it's turned into fucking 6 months of this.
It was less puss in boots, more pussy in
hat. You just want me to say you done well. And I went, I just said it
Ken,
was good
you,
work.
Ken, what scene flashed through my eyes?
What?
Babe, when the guy goes, good work, pig.
It was good. That's what I was saying to you.
Well, what I'm saying is, while you're like that, you
Dick.
Give that look.
Yeah.
Chris very much has a bukkake look.
Oh, yeah.
Open mouth.
He's just rubbing it in.
He's getting ready.
So he says, I've been reading about how Beechwood area is being overrun by cat-sized rats. Right, okay.
This story every 6 months.
I can add to it.
Right.
I can add to it. Where I live, moving on soon, but where
they're
I live...
They're not cat-sized.
They're not cat-sized.
A big
but
buck
we are
rat
inundated
is,
with rats.
A big buck rat's quite
holy
big.
Holy shit. They're like that.
Well, a squirrel.
They're if, huge.
A big buck rat can be bigger than a squirrel.
You see a wee mouse in the house. They're beautiful.
A mouse, if you can get a 20 pence piece under a gap,
yeah.
A mouse can get through.
But
a rat is somewhat.
My neighbour is going mental with the sound of the rats under.
Oh, they'll gnaw everyone.
She's losing her mind.
That's a Stephen King one when there's rats.
There's rats everywhere. Now,
they're the most ingenious animals. Like, there's rats on modern day ships.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they can't keep them off.
Well, the thing is, Chris is talking about Beechwood. Like, he lives here.
Yeah.
Beechy's like across from me. It's right across from me. And I've cycled down there and watched the rats, like at the riverside, just running across the road.
Rats like to feel safe. They like to be rubbed against something.
Right.
So you want to really see a rat running down the middle of the road. They'll run down the curb so they can feel the curb.
Okay. I've seen them cross, though.
So they'll cross.
At the lights, they're sensible.
Yeah.
But I've seen them cross.
So
right
clever.
To their side.
So clever. Have you seen the footage in New York? Where there's the guy sleeping on the station platform,
I've seen it.
Across, and the rats are obviously in his warmth and food. But there's another one, and it's a rat that's lying there like that. It suddenly gets pulled away under this dispenser, and then this giant rat just pops its head out.
Oh, Jesus.
But there are no cats. At my work,
people do it where they hold it up to the camera close.
I've done that.
But I've seen rats with bodies like that.
Yeah. They get stocky. A big male rat with the big balls on
it. Like down at Riverside,
huge things. But if they've got a good source of food, they'll get healthier.
Yeah.
They'll bigger. Yeah.
No, but...
I think down in England, the koi pews that have escaped, and there's feral koi pews.
Jesus.
And that is a big... People thought they were giant rats. They're not. Well, yeah. They're a rodent, but they're a koi pew.
Well...
I'd love to have koi pews.
I didn't know about Beechwood's problem with the rats, but
you know what it is?
We've got them.
What? It's escaped wallabies for the zoo, and people think they're rats.
They wouldn't know in Dundee.
You know what was
a horse could go down the road.
What was
the
cartoon when there was always like a kangaroo would escape from the zoo, and fucking Tom and Jerry or that would think it was a fucking big giant mouse.
Oh yeah. How do you remember this
shit? Pepe Le Pew used to always rape cats?
He was...
They'd get a white stripe down them.
And he'd go, paint. I'm going to do it,
yeah. Very French, wasn't he?
Just rapey.
Yeah.
Where are we? Yeah, with more things closing in Dundee, do you think the city will eventually become home for a massive rat king surpassing the size of Germany's record, holding 32 rat king?
Yeah, they're incredible.
Oh, it's horrific when you see it. And if so... What will the remaining Dundonians call him?
Derek.
Fuck you. I was thinking of something funny, but you just were vicious. Cheers and have a great weekend. Cheers, Chris.
Cheesy Bob.
Next one.
The Rat King. Where would it live? If Dundee had
Where it wanted if it was like, say, 42
if,
rats.
Chris, you should read James Herbert's Rats trilogy. Unbelievable.
But I really didn't want to read it, and you told
need to.
Me. And within the first... Little, I was like, oh man, it's very good.
The third one, it's the greatest book ever written in English. James Herbert didn't like tax men, so most of his books feature anyway. So the rats are like tax men. There's a guy walking in London. There's a nuclear bomb goes off. He's like, fuck,
annoying.
He falls down on the underground. You think, how can things get worse? Everybody's mangled and burnt. It's horrible, and the fucking death and. Destruction. What's that noise? Giant fucking rats the size of this table.
Like the ones in Beechwood.
But if Beechwood got a nuclear, a wee dose of the nuclear,
would you notice? You wouldn't notice.
No, you wouldn't.
Morning.
Oh.
Since scientists, this is Retro Box Room, scientists are now saying woolly mammoths, that's corrected to woolly mammoths, but you see what his spell
Willy
check
mammoth.
Is. The AI's learnt about the way he writes.
But he's more of a woolly miniature.
Are going to be recreated by 2028. Is Derek looking forward to chasing them down again after all these years? See, there's nothing nice.
There
can be only one. P.S. What is Goron keeping behind the curtain? Machine gun.
Yeah.
There's a machine gun there.
They've been speaking about the woolly mammoth for a long time.
They've been threatening this.
And
it's
I just don't see the earthly
point. There's no point.
But they've found like mammoths so well preserved you could eat the meat. Actually, eat them.
I wouldn't.
No, it's deep frozen.
I know you would.
Deep frozen, man.
I wouldn't eat it.
Of course you would.
But you would. Why?
Why would you not? What? I ate a mozzarella cheese this morning. It was 2 weeks out of date. It's the same thing.
You're getting old. This is what happens when I go to my mum's fridge and I open it and there's stuff out of date. And I go, you can't have that. It's weeks out. She goes, that's nothing wrong with it.
No, that's not wrong. It's a lie.
No,
best before date's a lie.
I went through her cupboard and there was all spices.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 1981 that were out of date. But 1981.
What kind of spice?
I don't know. There was just loads of them. There was, but out of date by 40 years. Longer. No, that's ridiculous.
That's fine.
And if you're short on text, how do you feel about the last Kirsty Patterson from the Willy Wonka thing the other week in Glasgow? Doing autographs at a nightclub in Dundee on the 27th.
Oh,
that's having a Wonka-themed night. You know what? She's really leaning into it.
Good on her.
And she was just standing there depressed, feeling terrible. But she was ripped off like everyone else.
Yeah,
so
sure. I feel sorry because the famous fic picture of her depressed, that was a Dundee lassie who took that picture.
Right.
And it's went viral as fuck, but she's not made any money.
But I think she'll do okay because like that, she's doing autographs and she'll,
well,
do
they're
it,
all,
she'll have a shot.
They're time. Actors.
So they'll it's be like, actors. Oh, this is this
resting
is fame.
Actors. Yeah.
So this is good.
Yeah.
Tyrone. Hello, gents. Haven't heard from him for a little while.
Okay.
Be out of jail. Hope you're both well. Yeah, no, actually.
Not bad.
Actually, not bad. Just curious, when will you do a show special and have a joint folk in Scotland? And is it any good joint show with Chris? Anyways, have a great show.
Oh, no, that's never happening.
That's never happening. But we've got standards.
They advise people, don't work with children, animals,
or
Denim Elliot, or Shadows. His rider, he demands, is...
That's a lot of shows.
He puts the ride in rider.
Oh, that's a lot of shows. Shows how limited my vocab is first thing in the morning. Well, I thought you'd done well, Tyrone. Thank you so much for
how many shows have we got to now?
We are... This will be 423.
And how many shows has Shadowins done?
He's catching up, I think. I think he's done about 30.
Is he?
I think he's catching up.
Son of a bitch.
He's really...
On our coattails, isn't
he? Yeah, we do 2 a week. He's doing more. He's going to catch up.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's doing more.
Fuck.
Now, what's happened is I noticed the production's getting better all the time.
No, but he's
getting,
always in it.
That, well, he's in it now, so... You
know, doesn't matter what
scary.
They do with it, he's in it.
It keeps it going, but... Yeah, he's, you know. Anyway, you know what happened last night?
Mm.
Yesterday, the whole yesterday.
What I'd love to see is him. Remember that guy that went to the jungle people tribes and ate him?
Yeah, yeah.
Shadowins, is it any good? And it's someone eating Chris Shadowins and saying if
is
he's
it any good?
Nah. Nah. Stringy as fuck.
What the fuck?
What's he been eating?
Jesus. Is it any good?
He's one of those guys. Can that guy that said to his lover, my nipple's long for your stomach?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what Chris would say to you. My
German diet, yeah.
My nipples would long for your stomach. He'd have right fucking droopy nipples.
Stop,
well, Chris.
Stop.
You know
what
the
fuck?
Just like teats, like udders in a cow.
Last night.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, rather. I built shelves.
Oh, check this out.
My new house.
To the caveman over there.
Went in the,
to the big alpha dog.
Alpha, I said alpha male. Do you want to know I'm an alpha male? Do you want to know why? Didn't cut myself once.
Did you go into, when you'd finished it, did you go into the street and just go?
No, I didn't fucking do that. Because I didn't fucking do that. What I'd
where
done.
Did you put these shelves?
These were in a cupboard.
Oh, this is cupboard. This is in the new house.
The new, and
is she letting you fuck about in her house?
Yeah.
She'll have a certain equilibrium there. Things will work and there'll be a place for everything.
I've improved it. She needed shelves.
You're the particle.
And I'm.
You're like finding, you open a thing of fucking Cocoa Pops and there's a human shit in it. You'd have this perfect setup and then everything's lovely and glowing and clean. The camera pans and there's your corner. Can that bit in David Lynch where the guy keeps having a dream about this horrible thing you keep seeing. And he says, I'm in this restaurant with you and we go round the back. And the guy says, no, it's just a dream. We'll go and check. And he goes, right. And there's this. That's what I'm talking about.
My shelves.
You know the never-ending story.
Oh, my God.
You're like the nothing.
This is they're fucking about shelves.
Okay.
This is just my shelves.
I bet they're squint as fuck.
No, they're like this not. Place. They're
there's no a straight line in this place.
This is perfect.
It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa laughs at this.
This is perfect. What is wrong with it?
Ah, just chaotic, man.
It's really good. This is done perfectly. Now, I put my shelves up. Not one injury. They're all up. They're in a bit where the bike's going and the, it's hot.
Oh, the bike, okay.
Oh, really good, really good.
Well, I got a bit for my light ordered one. Oh, thanks for good, that. Thanks good. For that.
So anyway, everything looks good.
Right.
Everything's perfect.
Perfect.
And I thought, I'm quite talented.
Oh, putting shelves up.
No, building the shelves, doing everything from scratch.
So it's just planks.
Well, not really. I made them really nice. So anyway, it doesn't matter. How can I made you, shelves.
It's a plank.
No, it wasn't a plank. Well, they're all made out of parts.
How have you changed the whole concept of a shelf?
They're made out of...
What have you done they've that's made out so
of,
different?
They're made out of small bits and all. They're really nice. Looks good. So I've made shelves.
Like a honeycomb design, is it?
No, but
like
I've
a bee.
Made,
you're
I've
a little worker bee. We have a wee sting in there. Your wings are just...
Queenie, come and see what I did. People are thinking you're on heroin or something. I'm starting
I'm
to
not
fucking
on heroin.
Agree.
On heroin?
On heroin.
I'm too fat to be on heroin. Fuck's sake. I wish.
So I realised I'm talented now.
Oh.
Alpha dog.
Hold on a minute.
No scratches,
no,
not one.
No,
look.
No. You're not allowed to say, you know something, I'm talented. It's like people that go and they'll do something and they're on the telly go, you know something, I'm really proud of myself. You can't be proud of yourself. It's ridiculous.
You can be proud of your work, though.
No.
Of course you can't.
No, but it needs someone else to say that.
Yeah, but you've got to put pride in your work or there's no point.
Effort, not pride.
And it's not,
effort.
No, don't.
Pride
if
before
you can't
a fault.
Say, no, that's the wrong, you know, that's only a part of the biblical thing.
No, I don't,
and it's before a haughty
well,
nature.
That's not from the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
Hubris.
It's, no, it's before a haughty nature.
Hubristic. You can't.
People say pride before a fall. That's completely wrong. Okay. They've misunderstood it. And now they take it as if you're proud of your work and you put effort in, you're proud of your work. That's you're punished in some way. Absolutely nonsense.
Did you stand in front of yourself like that and just go, did you do this?
No, I went like that. Fuck me, one cut.
All my fingers. Okay.
I hit my head.
Okay, well,
I forgot the shelves were there that I just put up, and
did.
I hit my head.
But it's really jaggy.
Someone we know, Jeff, is visiting today.
Oh, no, I'm locked in the door.
Out. But listen to this. We were at his house and he got a boiler put in. Instantly forgot it was there and stood up into it. Split head wide open.
He says he's got a bad shoulder as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hurt himself.
Oh,
says he can't work and that's a big thing for Jeff because he's a greedy bastard. He's losing a day's wages.
Oh my God, he's actually hurt.
What? Have we got anything that could be stolen and sold?
Oh, everything.
Let's
yeah.
lock everyone down.
God, you know what he's like.
Jesus. He'll be away with that fire extinguisher.
So, as you know, you know the story of me. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, how can I turn this unbelievable skill of, you know, making things into
craftsmanship.
Money? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I went on a 6-hour, you know the story, 6-hour sweaty frenzy, rabbit hole, internet, looking at things. And I've discovered, I went on Etsy and... If you put in the right keywords in the search, you can come up with some good things. And someone is on Etsy right now. I've got lists of them.
Look. Oh, no.
They're selling jars of dreams. And it's happy dreams, sad dreams, even nightmares in mason jars.
That's just twee.
So, but it says they're genuine dreams.
No, but nobody thinks they're a genuine dream. It's a silly
The reviews
gift.
Say they're really effective. So what happens is they're recorded by a dream professional who has the jar beside their head and they have the dream and then they close the mason jar and then you buy it, you open it beside your head and you have the dream.
I used to do that to my brother. I'd fart in a cup.
Yeah.
And leave upside down and then when he fell asleep, I just... place a cup over his nose.
But that's different.
Oh, but it's the same.
It's different.
Well, if you can capture a dream, it must have a gassy substance. There must be something to it. Or it wouldn't
it's
stay
a
in
dream.
A container.
It does stay in it. It says it. It says it.
I recommend.
These are genuine
And I've used
dreams.
Them. And my brother took these back from his holidays. And I've used these for decades. Guatemalan worry dolls.
Why do you make them worry?
No, no, you don't make them worry. Oh. They deal with your worries. So, before you go to bed...
They worry you?
No.
No.
Little Guatemalan worry dolls. Mm-hmm. Little things.
Okay.
Take them out of the bag. There's okay. Yeah, a big bag, got about a bag of 10. A few of them I've lost over the way.
You've been worrying?
Yeah. Wears them out. You take your wee Guatemalan worry doll. And you whisper before bed. Whisper to, I have to work with that Derek Vindas tomorrow.
I knew you'd say
and I'm really
like
worried about it. You pop her back in the bag with her pals.
Yeah.
Put it they under discuss your pillow. It. They discuss it in the following. This worry's gone. There you go.
Mason jars with dreams.
Mason jars. Is not, am I wrong in this? But I think Jeremy Clarkson's family were the mason jar people. They invented and sold
really?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, good money in mason jars.
Yeah. I noticed fucking Philip Hammond, not Philip Hammond. The hamster, the guy for Top Gear. Crashy
yeah.
Lump Hammond. Yeah. He's decided to nipo baby his wee horrible little dwarfy daughter.
No.
She's a little shit pot.
Well, why?
They've got a podcast.
No.
This what annoys me.
Every shit bag in the world has a podcast. 420
episodes of this guff, right? The hours we've spent, the effort, the brain power.
Days and days.
Philip Hammond, Mark Hammond, John Hammond, whatever his name is, Hamster Hammond, grabs his shit pot daughter who's never done a day's work in her life.
Right.
They do a podcast. And they've got fucking far more success than we have. It's cruel. And the more I think about it, I'll tell you what, I'm going to need to get some more of those worry dolls. I'll literally need a worry
this
doll.
Big.
Yeah, 6 feet tall worry doll.
Oh dear. You know what I could do?
So unfair.
I could get you a jar of, I could get you a dream.
A dream.
They're only $20.
Fuck off.
They start at $20.
Is, if they at least, is the jar cute or is it just,
it's just a mason jar with a label with handwriting on it describing the dream.
But it's a stupid, it's just a gimmick. It's
well,
like,
who would buy a nightmare?
Well, no, but people buy those, can poor bastards, the granny dies and they buy a star.
Yeah.
It's a con. But or they, like a square, you become Laird of Scotland.
But they said they're a dream professional. I don't know, you know what you're talking about.
Well, I have sold a lot of haunted dolls.
You have?
So I can't really judge.
The amount you run into in life is incredible.
Yeah.
You see a normal doll one day, the next day it's been all burnt and everything. It's got
that.
A noose around it. It's like, how does that happen?
Strange. That's the magic of it all, my friend.
An artist. Listen.
Okay. That's a supernatural.
You don't like that. You don't like that. I've got one you'll like.
Okay.
Artists.
Oh, no.
This is an artist. An artist will draw or paint your pet with their eyes closed. They will look at them for a picture of your dog, for example, for 3 seconds, close their eyes, and create a precious and memorable work of your love.
Well, the dog's eyes closed.
Your eyes are the artist's eyes are closed.
Whew.
It's exactly how you would think.
Yeah.
You can't even tell it's an animal.
No.
Because they're just doing
how
this.
Much are these?
They're $59.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
It looks a bit like they take maybe 3 or 4 minutes to paint.
Okay.
So do you think you work that out? It's good money.
Okay.
That's good money. And I thought, it's kind of a brilliant gift.
You know when you're in a capital city, it's like Leicester Square or doing it at the Seine in Paris, there's people doing caricatures.
Yeah.
And they've always got the drawings which are really good and then they do it and it's shite because they're not doing the main drawing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what that would be like.
But
it's like, remember the guys who in Dundee making the dogs out of sand?
Yeah, and they're made of concrete.
And I said to them, could you, no, they actually, some of them were, sand. You'd say, could you do something else? No, they'd learned just to do these dogs. It was like a sleeping dog.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Problem is, you've got all that sand. That's heavy to get somewhere.
It's better if you just have
bus.
A pan pipe.
Yeah, just something you can carry on the bus. But even though this is a terrible, when you see it, it's so bad.
But so bad.
It's a great gift.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just, an artist does art with their eyes closed. It's
you know
shit.
Me, I really like shit art.
Yes.
Shit art can be as good as great art. That fish is a fantastically terrible thing. But I love it.
Yeah, no, I agree. So this is kind of, so this is a good gift.
Yeah.
Next one. This is.
The woman that did the casts of people's cocks is dead.
Oh, right.
She died.
Oh, God. She'd be a good age.
You ever seen the poster and you're like, I think that's Jimi Hendrix's one. Because it was singed.
Oh. And that's Michael Jackson's. Oh.
Oh.
Drawings.
An albino shrew or something.
With a big mark on it. That's the way it was. Had a spot on it. Drawings of sexy biblical characters on genuine pages of a vintage Bible.
Wonderful. That's glorious.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
Now, when you see them.
Terrible.
Extreme terrible. But there's a great gay leaning to it. And here's the art you could get. Adam. Apple and Abs. That's what it's called. It's great. Gabriel, Wings of Desire. Noah, He Can Work Wood.
Oh.
Lazarus. Now, I didn't get this one, so I had to look up Lazarus. Lazarus, He Rose.
Yeah.
They're all 160, but if you want Jesus, it says Jesus. Oh, yeah. $360. It's like a child drew them. But I looked into the person that done it. And it's like this 60-year-old guy that just draws all these sexy biblical characters. I really want one.
Well, if you want to see sexy biblical stuff, go to Elgin, the Biblical Garden. Wonderful.
Sexy.
Jesus is pretty buff.
He always is.
Yeah.
He always got big muscles and shit. It's
the guy with the whale would be good. Is it Jonah?
Jonah, what would he be doing? Fishy?
No. He'll blow. He'll touch your blowhole. Oh,
yeah. Blowhole. Well, the thing is, this guy's obviously getting something from it. But
clearly.
If there were $30, there'd be one winging its way to my house, but not for 160.
Yeah.
Because they're literally the size of this bit of paper, like an A6. You know, it's just a wee Bible.
He's knocking those out.
So, but it just looks so. But it's done with like biro.
Yeah, well, no.
And maybe highlighter pen for the hair.
Oh.
It's so bad. I kind of really loved it. Okay, next one. Demon-possessed tree stump. So this is up your...
I was up at my work and there was a bit of wood.
Yeah.
With a hole in it.
Did it look scary?
Mossy wood. And I put it on sale on eBay for 120 quid.
You didn't sell it,
and,
did you?
No, I said unusual piece of wood. And I had many people writing to me and says, what's unusual about it? And I says, it's a very sensuous piece of wood.
Oh, you just waste your time talking to people on eBay about this bullshit. So listen, listen to this. Only one will be sold to will be sold to someone who can deal with true evil in a proper educated manner.
That's exactly what I do with the dolls. I say, I'm not selling these to anybody. You have to have
it. So this is common. But you know what's annoying? It says one of five.
Yeah.
$899.
Fuck. I've sold a few dolls.
Demon-possessed tree stump.
Yeah. Like I sold
the
this.
The postage costs
I sold
a
this idiot who works in a coffee shop, an Aztec shield thing.
Uh-huh.
And I had a camera and I've been watching them.
Oh, God.
For a long time. Things I've seen.
It's not good, man. It's not good. You have to... Right, here's one that I thought for you, a gift. Body parts pendants. So what body parts do you think?
It's going to be cocks, isn't it?
No.
Or ears, anuses.
No. Appendix, $8.
Oh, that's cool.
Larynx, $8. Gallbladder, $12. Pancreas, $12.
Mm.
Spleen, $7.
What are they made out of?
On sale. It's like that Fimo stuff.
Oh, shit, that's shit.
Collection of lymph nodes, $21. On a chain.
I had a... I keep meaning to do it, but I got one of these anatomical models, and it's very detailed, and I used it. I saw it in this art school, but I've got the eardrums.
Okay.
And I was going to cast them in silver as earrings, and it would look really cool.
They're a good shape as well.
Wonderful shape.
They're all beautiful shapes.
Yeah, beautiful shape.
That's kind of okay.
But Fibo, it's... Can you get those little things, and it's like little... domes, and it's a mushroom with a wee figure in it.
There's more to this.
Okay.
Good reviews on the site.
Uh-huh.
But you could tell how many they've sold, and it was like 800 sales of just these. So someone's bought a gallbladder and wearing it around their neck.
But say you'd your gallbladder out. Somebody could buy that to you for a joke. Again, just to cheer you up after the operation.
But that many?
Yeah, it's a lot of people losing bits.
I suppose. This is a good point. These are all bits. Can you lose your larynx, though?
Well, pancreas? You can, because you get those focus like that, excuse me.
You know what? you've hit upon it. This is all stuff that's been removed, so you can get it back in a necklace.
Because I don't know much about medicine, but I think it's essentially like the board game Operation.
That's exactly the
same.
They
just reach in with a pair of tweezers and just pull it out.
Yeah.
As long as you pull it out quick,
fine. Even if it buzzes, it's not much.
Yeah.
Digital downloaded art. Now, this is just something you pay your money and it downloads, you get whatever. Is it A4 size single? Now, the paper, A4, so you can print it out at home, frame it and put it on your wall. And it's a single black line that goes across it like a wave, like just drawn. And it says, impress your friends with some modern art, $6.68.
Shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
And not only is there one single line, I mean, you go on the page, there's like 100 items, and they're just a line across it, a line this way, a line at the
side. Somebody's chancing it.
They're chancing it, but, you know, there's over 300 sales.
Wow.
But this, the everything that I've
sales
got here...
Sales in America, do you think?
Probably. Every one of these shops have sold.
Okay.
Paper mache ashtray. Right. Genuine newspaper mache and painted with quality oil paints. Mildly flammable, I would say, but $622. Is it inflammable or flammable?
It's
Oil paints, paper, and an ashtray.
Maybe not one to leave. You didn't get so many people burning to death. When I was a kid, a lot of people smoked in bed.
My neighbour did a few years
ago. Yeah, the two things that killed drunk people... Folk would come home from the pub and go, I'll put the chips on, and then fall asleep, and the chip fat would just go up and fire.
Right.
My granny was once looking at her house, middle of the night, dark, and there's just this glowing flame, and it's the next door neighbour. The chip pan caught fire, and they were running about outside like that, rather than just putting it down.
I've witnessed this as a kid.
It's like, see that poor lady that gets caught in the shutter of the front of the...
It was very funny.
She's holding
She doesn't let her trolley go.
She does not. But it's just your mind. You don't think properly.
You just it's a panic.
Panic.
Now, this one is fashion, which I know you're a follower of fashion.
Highly, yeah.
An ankle chandelier. You get two. And it's genuine plastic crystals.
Ankles.
Bring the class and sophistication of a beautiful chandelier to your boots.
Okay.
Catch the light and sparkle your way through life.
Okay.
And it goes around the top of your leg and just all this crystal hangs down and it's a leg chandelier.
Sounds like Britney Spears. No, Christina Aguilera would have worn that at some stage.
But it's going to trip you up. It's going to get caught in the escalator.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. $129 for two.
Is it proper Swarovski crystal?
Plastic. It says genuine plastic. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so it's just... And it's just like white string that is attached to the top. Now, this one I saw and I thought, could this be something mad? Because I saw the title and then I looked into it. Or is it something actually beautiful art? Ceramic underwear. A thong is $300 and boy pants, as they're called, is $450. Choose your own colour.
What is it? A solid?
Solid underwear.
Like, you know, Mickey Mouse's shorts. Like that. Is it like that, but
like
ceramic?
Ceramic, and I thought, is this a display piece? No, it's a pervert. It's not made with any skill, and it's just, they're all wonky, and it's someone going, I like this.
Okay.
I don't think there was many sales. I think there was two sales.
Okay.
He probably did them himself to get it going.
I think he probably added something to the ceramic.
It was very odd. Jizz. It was a bit, you go, if this was like beautiful ceramics, and it was done like... painted and everything, and it's underwear.
There's a guy that taught at the art school when I was there called Sandy Guy, and he had a book of art, and one of it was just pictures of pants.
Women's pants. Of course. Women in them. I think we're going along that route with this gentleman that makes these ceramic.
Yeah.
Because I thought if it's standing on a plinth and it's like a thong and it's all really a lot of work in it, it was just the thong. The bit of clay that was used to go down the thong at the bum was...
You wonder what I'm doing. I've just noticed that the wire keeps flicking my nipple.
Jesus Christ, don't do that.
I thought
you were having a stroke, I didn't say anything. I was being a professional.
I was doing it for a while. And I thought, why am I enjoying that? I'm doing it again.
Could you please stop?
Try it.
Just, nah.
must be cold. Oh, jeez.
Fuck's sake, man. Don't do that.
Oh, jeez.
What's wrong with you? I don't
know. Hormones must be playing up.
Yeah, it's your age.
It's a menopause.
You're on the HRT.
Menopause.
Next one.
Okay.
Toilet paper with brown skid marks.
Wonderful.
Have fun with your friends with a unique skid mark on each sheet. Hand drawn with brown felt tip pen.
Oh, for fuck's.
£9.99. This is from the UK.
A sheet.
No, not a sheet. The whole thing. They've unravelled it and drew skid marks on, rolled it back up and sold it for a tenner.
I'd like, kind of like fortune cookies, if you had like a little inspirational quote for the day.
Yeah.
On each sheet. So
before well, you get
went,
that. You do get that.
Fine. I'll get that.
But someone has enjoyed drawing skid
marks.
Enjoy,
is that's a strong word, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of sheets on it. Like 300 sheets, and they've coloured each one in.
I don't think you're getting a full roll.
It looked terrible. Because when it rolled back up.
You're not doing it at the very end.
It doesn't roll up correctly.
No, it doesn't.
So it's all, like, it's just been used. And then, like, you've taken a shit. Which is possible. They've actually just shit on
it. How do you have your bog roll in? Do you have sheet over or sheet under?
Doesn't matter. Just whatever way
it
goes, I don't care.
Oh, God, you're weird.
I don't care. It just goes on. I don't think about it.
You've got to have standards, mate.
I don't. Why would it bother you? You just got to be on the outside?
It's easier on the outside. You don't want sheet under.
Why not?
Because it means you're a peasant.
What's the difference? It doesn't mean anything. This is for people who are genuinely...
Makes these little differences.
On the edge of having a huge breakdown.
You have little things that just make your life easier.
If I came to your house...
You know, you're not sharing in my house.
But if I would just turn the toilet paper.
But I'd notice. So what I'd do is I'd turn the sheet down, so you turned it around and goes, I got him.
Oh. Well, the thing is...
See?
Do you not feel there's something wrong with you to even
it makes
bother about
easier.
That?
It's just like anything else.
I'm thinking about it. How could it possibly make it easier to have your toilet paper there or there?
Because it comes off easier.
How does it?
Because it rolls and then you if it's underneath.
So it comes down, you go...
Oh, no. Because there's
the top,
a looseness.
There's a looseness. It's exactly the same.
It's not.
It's the same.
It's like if you have...
This hurts my chest.
Your cutlery drawer. You have the knives together, the forks together. Have you just got random?
Random?
You're an animal.
Why?
A filthy, stinking animal.
Just throw them
You're
in.
Just an animal.
An animal. Why?
Organisation
doesn't matter. It
God's
doesn't matter.
God's sake.
No, you need a Barry Manilow love doll.
Love, but... After the nose job or before?
It's before. Well, it's been printed onto... what looks like a very badly hand-sewn doll. It looks like it's been made by a killer, it's $99, and it's another $99 if you want the legs.
I went to art school with a girl, and she made a body cast of herself, and it was articulated, and she had it in like this dark room, and the suggestion was you could fuck it if you wanted to.
What?
I didn't, not for long anyway. It was it was the worst thing.
Oh, why?
It still haunts me a little bit.
I feel if I made a model of myself,
can
left in
imagine?
A dark room and people were fucking it,
I
would
no,
feel violated.
Enough, I saw a model of you. No. It was in that Harry Potter shop.
Oh.
It was the house elf.
Yeah. I knew it was coming. I'm having one of these.
Vest.
You'll like this one.
Okay, well, let's see.
Pack of 100 googly eyes with the pupils removed as not to scare children. £5. Someone's opened them up, taken the wee... bit of plastic out and put white.
That's an art project.
White. Well, there's loads of them.
That's just an art project.
I don't think
it
is.
It's not real.
Well, when you read it and you
that's
see
like
that
the guy with
sales.
The glove, can the Dundee guy with the glove?
Well, he's insane.
What
I think
to
these
him?
People are insane. He's still making it. It's like Sandy Kidd with his UFO.
Oh.
I think he's 95 and still trying to get that UFO off the ground.
Oh my lord.
It's dude, it doesn't work. And the thing is, we now know the mistakes he made.
Yeah.
And how it can really appear what's happening is happening, but it's not.
But he won't. He won't
but
accept.
But he won't
him.
Accept
no,
it.
He won't accept it.
He just won't
poor,
accept
poor
it.
Guy. Poor guy.
This is a good one. This is the one I'm investing in because
It's
only $2, right? PDF download on how to succeed in the stock market by using only 6 widely available crystals, 2 candles, and 2
Jesus.
Parrot feathers. I don't know where to get the parrot feathers.
But it's like that guy that did the Willy Wonka's Chocolate Emporium.
Yeah.
His first grift was how to make millions. And he was just in a shitty flat stand telling you how to be successful.
Yeah, there's a guy in Dundee like that.
You need to have the trappings of wealth before that works for you.
There's a guy in Dundee, and he's a crypto billionaire.
Oh, jeez.
And he lives in a bed set above a drum clinic. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, if you're a billionaire, you would assume because...
But is he a crypto billionaire?
No. What happens, he comes out of his house, and I've seen him several times, and he dresses really sharp, and he has a big fake Rolex. He gets on the bus, and he lives this. He's a billionaire lifestyle.
Oh.
But he gets the bus every day. He has a bus pass, which is good. Get a bus pass.
Shows some brains.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because the thing about wealthy people, they don't spend money. They don't spend their own money. They get other people to invest in their schemes. You never put your own money aside. That's how you're wealthy.
God, this is how I'm
You're supposed to say Glenn Eagles to me.
Glenn Eagles.
Thank you. So,
all right.
Speaking, I'm not going to name any names in this story.
Please don't.
But this is, people have said to me, as a lass I was working with, she said, I don't want to win the lottery because I just don't want the money. I'm happy the way I am.
Well, that's good.
Nonsense.
All right.
But this explains the potency and the power of wealth.
Okay.
This young lassie was getting married and she managed to get her wedding for Glen Eagles Hotel.
Yeah,
expensive. Nice.
Very.
Difficult to get in. It was all sorted. Meant the world to her. Real. It's going to be a nice event.
Okay.
Lavish. Mm-hmm. Glen Eagles contacted her and said, there's a third party would like to discuss the date of your wedding with you. And do you mind? No. Contacted her and said, we're working on behalf of a person and would ideally like the date of your wedding. Would you consider swapping your date for the wedding? And she said, no, my wedding means not. They said, if you were to swap the date of your wedding, the person we're working on behalf of will pay for your wedding.
Oh, shit.
So she said no.
Yeah, that's fair enough. No, yeah.
The phone back. Mm-hmm. The person who would like that date for the wedding would pay for your wedding and your honeymoon if you would consider swapping the date of your wedding.
At this point, I'd say no. I want to see where this is going.
The phone back, and she's thinking, be a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
She says, wedding, honeymoon, and my mortgage paid off.
That's what I would, something daft like that.
Yes, I'll be that's fine.
What?
She did it.
They said yes.
They said yes, swapped the date of the wedding. So they paid the wedding, the honeymoon, and paid off the mortgage. £100,000, fortune.
What?
Who do you think it was?
Oh, I don't know.
David Beckham's 50th birthday party. David Beckham was wanting Glen Eagles for that date.
Just for a party?
The money he has, that's a superpower.
That's, you get what you want.
But that power is extraordinary. Your mind can't...
You have brought up something there because, are you changing your wedding? No, this is my wedding. No,
no, but you would if everything's paid.
Yeah, but you...
But that means...
We'll pay for the wedding. No, you don't understand, it's a wedding.
Yeah, but...
We'll pay for the honeymoon. We've paid for it. We don't need your money. We're going to pay off your mortgage. Right, I'll be there on Monday. Fuck's sake. That's power.
It's power. People don't realise the power. That's why billionaires...
God.
Elon Musk is an imbecile. An imbecile.
Yes.
I have no... If you met him, you'd go, this guy's the fucking thickest cunt I've ever met. He speaks like he's a fortune cookie. Nonsense. Mm-hmm. But he's got so much money, he pays people to say he's a genius. It's like we're Prime Minister at the moment. Has a team of people telling you, he's this ordinary guy, he's just... It's all lies. Power.
Billionaire.
Wealth is a superpower. And you and I, you can't get your head around it. Because you and I.
That's a good point.
You and I.
That's a good point.
Imagine the situation, you're going on holiday and you have to queue and the plane's cancelled or you're on the train, there's a delay, you have to stand about, you're like, what am I going to do? I have to get a hotel. They never deal with
that. Don't worry about
it. Nothing like that. No inconvenience.
It's a good
ever.
Point, but one of the main points you brought up there is that we can't conceive of it.
No.
And even talking about it, you think you can imagine.
You can't.
But you can't. You don't realise how your life would change. You don't realise how the way you perceive reality
utterly
would alter.
Yes.
And you can understand why they go crazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's no
reality
grit.
Would just...
You and I are an oyster with a lot of grit in it.
Jesus, we are the sandy vagina.
This is the pearl we've produced. They don't have grit. It's just wonderful. Imagine. Oh. Everyone's open to you. If I walk into the bakery,
yeah,
and I'm in the queue, and there's one custard donut left.
No, you're just watching it leave.
And you're like, yeah, fuck, she's away with that. And I just go, excuse me. And she's like, yeah, son, what is it? I'll give you 40 grand for that donut. And it's nothing to me, but I get the
I know what you're like. You wouldn't hand the donut over for 40 grand.
No, not me.
You'd be like, ah, oh, just shoving
it
in.
You'd get my shite tomorrow for a tenner.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, turn your hand to skills. There's things out there you can do.
It's stupid things. People like I was listening to a podcast and it was about the Christmas card industry.
Yeah.
And card industry, there's big players that make all these cards. And they pay the people that do the designs very little.
Okay.
But you think card sales for a lot of these things are going down, but card sales are within millennial people is big because it's like, Ken, you're a good cunt. People like silly, stupid cards for folks' cats, mm-hmm. nonsense. So as silly as that is, it gives somebody a chuckle. A dream thing. It's.
But, I agree.
But I wouldn't pay somebody, I would just make that myself and say I'd paid for it.
I understand, but there used to be a site, it's gone now, and it was fantastic. It was called Regretsy.
Okay.
And it was all the worst on it.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. If they featured it,
they sold out.
Yeah. But then people went, I don't want to sell it under these circumstances.
Stupid.
And you're like, you're crazy. It was very outsider.
They took their art seriously. And
And they used to have exhibitions of all this art.
Nothing better than a terrible sculpture.
It was wonderful.
Nothing better.
Outsider,
like,
beautiful.
People go to terrible... I would go to a terrible waxwork museum more than a genuine
100%.
One. Because who wants to see like Kylie Minogue? Like it looks like Kylie Minogue.
If you want to see terrible
stuff. I want to go, who's that one?
Yeah.
What's this?
Go and look at Storybook Glen.
Storybook Glen.
The sculptures.
Is that still there?
Go and look at the Simpsons ones. They just take any IP. It's still there, yeah.
Well, that was a guy that retired from, I think he was offshore and he retired and he just had a calling. It was like Field of Dreams, and he just started making shite out of fiberglass. But that terrible.
You'll have to see it.
But that was the northeast of Scotland's Disneyland for many years. Two things people love up there: Storybook Glen and the Dancing Waters.
What's the Dancing Waters?
It's like fountains, and it goes, and it's lit, and then there's music. But my dad, mum, and dad went one time and said all the old guys are just getting up for the piss because it's just like running water.
One last text.
Uh-huh.
This is from Mark Devlin.
Okay.
So he's moved away from his sewing machine to do this.
Okay.
There was a man from Dundee whose text he had trouble to see. He blamed it on Goron. He called him a moron. Accurate to a certain degree.
Oof. Jesus, he's getting better, isn't he?
That was okay. The spelling's fine on this one, which is good, and there's no sexual
Can you use the sewing machine, can you get fibre up into the brain?
This is what's happened. He's been around all these embroidery stuff, and it's got into the brain, and this is what you get.
Because my mum, she's a hairdresser, and she'd be cutting hair. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people's hair would go into you and sprout, grow
horrible.
Like a seedling.
Yeah, disgusted.
So those fibres have grown in his brain.
He's got
a whole, rug in there, like a rug.
He's got a furry brain. Furry brain is a terrible affliction.
Furry
and,
brain.
You know, pray
have
for
you
Mark.
Seen, I saw a footage and it was somebody taking a medical skeleton and made it furry. And it was terrifying.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, so,
art ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Enjoy. Wash your balls, please, people.
Watch us, the full version, video version of this
on
Patreon.
Who could resist?
It's wonderful.
I have a steak and caramelised onion sandwich for my lunch.
I fucking love them.
I think they've got smaller.
What?
They've got smaller, mate.
Dirty bastards.
Dirty fucking bastards.
They've got smaller.
They have.
I love them at the co-op.
I'll show you my sandwich after this and you'll tell me it's
so tasty.
It's good, but it's smaller.
It's the onions that does it.
It's all about the onions, mate.
Until next time. Laters.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.